The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. حد يقول لهم الصوت ورا وصل لنا هنا فيقول لهم ينبههم بس لأن الصوت Since 2 days and exactly in last Thursday we celebrated a feast which called Circumcision Feast. احتفلنا بعيد الختام يوم الخميس اللي فات ويمكن بعض الناس تسأل ايه قيمة ان احنا نحتفل بالختام يعني ايه يعني ونعمل له عيد What is the importance of being or to celebrate a feast called Circumcision Feast? Of course, it is written here in the Gospel of Saint Luke, chapter 2 and verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. لما تمت تمن أيام عشان يختنوا الصبي اللي هو الرب يسوع سمي يسوع زي ما الملاك قبل كده قال. What is the importance of this? First of all, I would like to mention the first time God spoke about circumcision in the book of Genesis and what is the importance of circumcision as a practice, what is the spiritual meaning in the Old Testament and what is the spiritual explanation in the New Testament. First of all, the circumcision is a covenant between God and our father Abraham. في سفر التكوين إصحاح 17 بيتكلم عن عهد تم بين الله وبين إبراهيم. بيقول كده هوت في عدد إصحاح 17 وعدد 7 أقيم عهدي بيني وبينك وبين نسلك من بعدك في أجيالهم عهدا أبديا لأكون إلها لك ولنسلك من بعدك عهد أعطي لك ونسلك من بعدك أرض غربتك وهكذا وبعدين في عدد 10 هذا هو عهدي الذي تحفظونه بيني وبينكم وبين نسلك من بعدك يختن منكم كل ذكر فتختنون في لحم غرلتكم فيكون علامة عهد بيني وبينكم ابن 8 أيام يختن منكم كل ذكر في أجيالكم اللي يتولد في البيت والمبتاع بالفضة يعني العبد اللي بتشتروه من كل ابن غريب يختن ختانا وليد بيتك والمبتاع بفضتك فيكون عهدي العهد هنا عايزه يبقى في اللحم في لحمكم عهدا أبديا أما الذكر الأغلف الذي لا يختن في لحم غرلته فتقطع تلك النفس من شعبها إنه نكس عهدي. Here in chapter 17 and from verse 10, this is my covenant which will shall keep, or which you shall keep between me and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generation, he who is born in your house, or bought with money, or from any foreigner, who is not your descendant, he who is born in your house, and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. This is the covenant, and this is what is said by God to Abraham. Indeed, it is not significant and important to cut the foreskin and throw it away. It is not the issue. But it denotes more important thing to be kept. That is this part of skin to be excised and thrown away. Just a symbol of excision, of filthiness and sin, abomination, to be cut off and thrown away. يعني القصة ما كانتش مجرد ختان في الجسد، لكن كانت تشير إلى حاجة تاني. معناها أن ربنا زي ما بيتقطع جزء من الجلد ويترمي، دي إشارة إلى أن في نجاسة أو خطية تتقطع وتترمي بره. عشان كده هتلاحظوا ابتدى يبقى في كلام عن ختان القلب. عمر ما في حد هيجي يعمل ختان للقلب، هيجيب سكينة ويقطع حتة من القلب ويرميها. تقولولي فين ختان القلب دوت؟ ختان القلب ده موجود في أكتر من مكان، موجود في أكتر من مكان. نمرة واحد، هتلاحظوا أن this circumcision was just a symbol to a spiritual circumcision regarding the heart. The heart should be circumcised. And what is meant by circumcision of the heart? It is to cut off any filthiness, najasa, or any abominations from the heart, and to be thrown away, and the heart to be pure heart. That's why God himself started to speak about certain or another type of circumcision. This type of circumcision, which is mentioned in the Deuteronomy, Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10 and verse 16, it is said, اختنوا غرلة قلوبكم ولا تصلبوا رقابكم. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart. It's amazing to shift from circumcision as the direct meaning to be shifted into another type of circumcision, which is really spiritual one. ختان روحي، بمعنى ان القلب تتقطع منه زي ما بنقطع بالسكينة، نقطع الجلد بتاع الغرلة ونرميه. Here God is speaking about circumcision of the heart. احنا لسه في العهد القديم، we are still in the Old Testament. عشان كده بيقول therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. اختنوا غرلة قلوبكم ولا تصلبوا رقابكم. ومرة تانية في أرميا بيقول كلام مشابه، وهقول لكم حاجة جميلة قوي قالها استفانوس وهو بيستشهد. In the book of Jeremiah and chapter 4 يقول كده اختتنوا للرب وانزعوا غرن قلوبكم. This is what is said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 4. I think chapter 4 and verse 4. اختتنوا للرب. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your hearts. Is it clear now that God, when He founded or when He gave the commandment of circumcision, there was something beyond circumcision of the foreskin as the normal meaning or the direct meaning come to the mind? But He means something else, that is circumcision of the heart, taking off the dirtiness of the heart, the filthiness of the heart, the abomination of the heart to be thrown away, and then the heart be pure heart, clear heart, sanctified heart, as it is said here in Jeremiah. Circumcise yourself to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your hearts. Take away the foreskins of your hearts, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. This is another verse to confirm that God, when He put this covenant between Himself and humans, represented by our father Abraham, He meant a very important spiritual issue. That is circumcision of the heart. That is cutting off the sin from the heart, the abomination, the filthiness from the heart. That's why you remember in the book of Acts, العهد الجديد بقى, استفانوس في سفر أعمال الرسل عدد 7 وهو بيكلمهم, while he was speaking to the scribes and the high priest, he said to them an amazing verse which you all know. You all know. لما قال لهم كلمة غريبة وعجيبة. Chapter 7, Book of the Acts and verse 51. He said to them, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Uncircumcised in heart and ears. يا قصاة الرقاب وغير المختونين بالقلوب والأذان. There is circumcision for the heart, and there is circumcision for the ear. There is circumcision for the ear to be able to hear the word of God. And there is circumcision of the heart to be able to accept the word of God and hide it in the heart. في ختان للأذن. هنا بيقول لهم استفانوس, استفانوس هنا بيقول لهم يا قساة الرقاب وغير المختونين بالقلوب والأذان. That's to say he confirmed the spiritual meaning of circumcision of the heart and circumcision of the ear, and circumcision of the eye. That is to cut evil from the heart, to cut evil from the ear, to cut evil from the eyes. This is the spiritual meaning of circumcision. This is the spiritual meaning of circumcision. Also, I will give you another example from the Old Testament, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. When God spoke about how to love God from all your hearts. إزاي تحب ربنا من كل قلبك. قال دي لازم لها عملية ختان، لازم عملية سيركمسيجن للقلب علشان يبقى القلب مستعد انه يحب ربنا. في in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6 يعني إصحاح 30 وعدد 6 يقول كلام في منتهى الإبداع رائع. ويختن الرب إلهك قلبك وقلب نسلك. ربنا هيقوم بعملية الختان ديت. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. Why? To love the Lord your God. How can God circumcise the heart? How can? It is not a direct circumcision as they were doing in their children in the eighth day, but it is excision of the evil from the heart, excision from the filthiness, excision from any dirt of the heart, excision of sins. ربنا من زمان وهو حريص على أن يخلي القلب نظيف نظيف. فكان بيتكلم عن ختان على مستوى روحي، circumcision على ليفل تاني، spiritual level of circumcision. And also طبعا احنا لسه في العهد القديم، كل ده في العهد القديم، يعني هتعرفوا بعد كده what is the meaning of circumcision or what was circumcision pointing to in the New Testament. هنقولها بعد شوية. That's why God was speaking about new heart to take away the sinful heart, the heart which become dirty by the sin, by the filthiness, بالنجاسة. To take this heart away, throw it away. زي ما بنقول في المزمور، قلبا نقيا اخلق فيا ايه يا الله، قلبا نقيا، a pure heart create me, create in me a God. في إزاكييل chapter 36 you will hear about or read about new heart. ربنا بيوعد بيه. This is the circumcision of the heart. Circumcision بمعنى ختان القلب. القلب يتم له عملية ختان. This is in chapter 36. يقول فيها Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart. جات كلمة new heart؟ جات كلمة القلب الجديد؟ I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of a stone out of you or out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. دلوقتي عرفنا what is the meaning of circumcision and what it is not the matter of foreskin to be circumcised and cut a piece and throw it away and this is no. It denotes to something beyond that. It points to something which is holiness, purification of the heart, taking away the evil from heart. ده بالنسبة للعهد القديم. What is about the New Testament? إيه بقى العهد الجديد؟ هو العهد الجديد في حاجة تاني ممكن تبقى موجودة. As I told you, we are speaking about new heart. We are speaking about circumcised heart, circumcised ear, circumcised eye. We are speaking about new heart, new eye, new ears. Why we do not speak بالمرة بقى about new man, إنسان جديد, new nature, new creation, and indeed actually circumcision was pointing to something which is very amazing. It is the baptism in which we get new nature, we had a new creation. يبقى مش بس قلب جديد ولا عين جديدة ولا ودان جديدة, ده يبقى الطبيعة كلها جديدة. Can I confirm this from the New Testament? أقدر أجيب أدلة من العهد الجديد أو دليل من العهد الجديد؟ Of course, yes. In the letter of St. Paul to Colossians, الرسالة بتاعة كولوسي chapter 2, هتلاقوا كده يقول كلام عجيب بالعربي وبالإنجليزي هنقوله. وبه أيضا ختنتم, يعني إيه؟ هنتختن تاني؟ قال لا, ده ختان غير مصنوع بيد. ختان إيه؟ غير مصنوع بيد, بخلع جسم خطايا البشرية. يعني البشرية الطبيعة الخاطية الوحشة الفسدانة بتتقطع, وكأن الروح القدس بيجي بسكين روحاني يقطع الطبيعة القديمة ويرميها ويدينا طبيعة جديدة خالص. عملية سيركمسيجن على مستوى روحي بيقوم بها الروح القدس في المعمودية. ده طلع السيركمسيجن ده حاجة كبيرة قوي, حاجة جميلة قوي. تقوله يقوله كده ايه؟ وبه ايضا ختنتم, ختان غير مصنوع بيد, بخلع جسم خطايا, غير مصنوع بيد وخلع جسم خطايا البشرية, وسماه ختان المسيح. ما توضح يا بولس الرسول, يقول هقول لكم تاني, مدفونين معه في المعمودية. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, how buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith and in the working of God who raised him from the dead. طلعت بقى عملية الختان دهية أتاريها بتشير إلى, احنا كنا شايفينها الأول, قلب جديد, circumcision of the heart, circumcision of the eye, circumcision of the ear. لا, ده هنا circumcision of the whole nature to be cut off and thrown away, and God the Holy Spirit give you and give me and give each one of you, each one of us, a new creation, طبيعة جديدة. في الطبيعة الجديدة ديت يقول لنا بولس الرسول في رسالته الثانية إلى كورنثوس إصحاح 5:17, يقول لنا خلاص بقى, خلاص كل حاجة بقت جديدة, كل حاجة بقت جديدة. Therefore if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation. إيه رأيكم بقى في ديت؟ New creation, طبيعة جديدة. إن كان أحد في المسيح فهو خليقة جديدة. الأشياء العتيقة قد مضت, هو زل كل قد صار جديدة. حصل في المعمودية عملية circumcision كاملة, not for the foreskin and the flesh, but by cutting off كل الطبيعة البشرية اللي احنا شفناها, اللي قال عنها بولس الرسول في الرسالة إلى كلوشيان, لما قال by putting off the body of the sins, the body of the sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ. Now, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. ها؟ have become new. كل حاجة بقت إيه؟ بقت جديدة. What about برضو يمكن somebody can ask, what is the importance of the eighth day? إيش معنى يعني اليوم الثامن يعني؟ يعني في ال when God spoke to our father Abraham, he said to him in the eighth day, قال له كده هو في ال eighth day, ابن ثمانية أيام, verse 12, chapter 17, he who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. اليوم الثامن. احنا عارفين الاسبوع فيه كم يوم؟ 7. يبقى اليوم الثامن يشير الى ايه؟ حاجة ايه؟ حياة جديدة. بالضبط كده. دايما عدد 8 يشير الى الحياة الابدية. ده مش بس الاسبوع 7 ايام. We all know that God created the whole world in 6 days. And he get rest in the 7th day. Now we are in the 7th day. احنا في اليوم السابع. What about when our Lord Jesus Christ come in his second coming? We shall start a new stage, which is the everlasting life. هو ده اليوم الثامن. واخدين بالكم؟ فدايما دايما رقم 8 in the 8th day يعني تشير الى حياة جديدة. That's why circumcision points to a new life. A new life without sin. A new life in purity, in sanctification. وعشان كده هتلاحظوا حاجة غريبة قوي. الفلك بتاع نوح كل الناس ماتت. In the days of flood, all the world perished. كل الدنيا هلكت. Except those who were in the ark. How many were in the ark? 8. 8 دول اتكتب لهم حياة جديدة. لذلك رقم 8 يشير إلى الحياة الجديدة. واخدين بالكم؟ ودي قالها بإبداع القديس بطرس الرسول. In the days of flood, all the world perished except those who were in the ark, and they were 8. Noah and his wife and his 3 children with their wives. يبقى 6 و2 يبقوا 8. And this is what is said here in the letter, first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3. يقول كده هوت على المسيح ازاي ان روحه, روح المسيح راحت للسجن. السجن هنا يقصد الجحيم. He descended into Hades through the cross. The spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ went to Hades to preach those who were in the prison, in the Hades. عشان كده بيقول ان الذي فيه ايضا ذهب فكرز للارواح التي في السجن اذ عصت قديما حين كانت انات الله تنتظر مره في ايام نوح اذ كان الفلك يبنى الذي فيه خلص قليلون اي 8 انفس بالماء. 8. وعلى فكره we have many symbols of baptism in the Old Testament. The first one I had mentioned just few seconds. This was the circumcision. الختان كان رمز للمعمودية. Circumcision was a symbol of baptism. Crossing the Red Sea by the children of Israel was another symbol of baptism. وقالها بولس الرسول. And the ark was a symbol of baptism as St. Peter said. He said, قال كده هوت خلص قليلون أي 8 أنفس الذي مثاله يخلصنا نحن الآن أي المعمودية. لا إزالة وسخ الجسد بل سؤال ضمير صالح عن الله بقيامة يسوع المسيح. بيقول كده هوت in verse 20 chapter 3 the first letter of St. Peter who formerly من نجيبها من عدد 19. By whom he also by whom also he went and preached to the spirit in prison. Prison here is Hades. السجن هنا مقصود به الجحيم، لأن الأرواح دي كانت in Hades in the prison and Satan blocked or captured them all and they were all in the prison until our Lord Jesus Christ after being crucified. His spirit went to the Hades. His spirit united with his divinity. And his body in the tomb was united with his divinity. The spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, the human spirit, united with his divinity, went to the Hades and preached and released those who were in the prison. By whom he also went and preached to the spirit in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now save us, baptism. عرفنا رقم 8 هنا عشان ايه؟ ليه في اليوم الثامن؟ لا حياة جديدة، تاخد حياة جديدة. آخر حاجة هختم بيها إن our Lord Jesus Christ لما جه it's amazing to say that although he put or he gave himself gave Moses the law but he subjected himself to the law. Why? Because he said I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. دي موجودة في العزة على الجبل لما بيتكلم فيها إن أنا لم آتي لإيه؟ لم آتي لأنقض الناموس بل لأتمم الناموس. لا تظنوا أن جئت لأنقض الناموس أو الأنبياء، ما جئت لأنقض بل لأكمل. Do you think or don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets? I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. That's why he subjected himself to the law and was circumcised. And when he became 40 days, his mother and Joseph took him to the temple to do what is was commanded by the law, where he met Simon the elders, as you all know, and as we shall celebrate by another feast, that is his entrance into the temple. And I would like to give some light upon the feast of circumcision, because some may ask some question, what is the importance of this circumcision? And you have to remember that this was the first dots of blood when he was circumcised as preparation for the shed of blood to be shedded on the cross to save the whole world and to make reconciliation. The أول مرة يعني يسال فيها دم المسيح كإشارة خفيفة إلى أن دمه هيتصفى نقطة نقطة. He will shed his blood. His blood was shedded on the cross to save me and save you and save the whole world and save all the sins in which I am the first, زي ما بيقول, or I am the chief, زي ما بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول. I think this is enough for us. Any question about circumcision?
What did Christ preach to the spirits in prison?
What is?
The passage you read in Peter, when he went down and preached to the spirits in Hades.
Yes.
What to the disobedient? Why was he preaching to the disobedient?
All of us know that. All of us know that. All the creation, all the people were sin. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا ليس من يعمل صلاحا ليس ولا واحد. All those. What I meant of what our teacher Peter, Saint Peter, meant by they were disobedient. Not those who died in their sins, but they were sinners, but have a hope in the coming Messiah. David, Adam, Abraham, all the men and women in the Old Testament, all of them were sinners. ولو يعني تجيب لي كده الوقت عشان اجيب لك الايه بس عايز اجيبها ان انجلش. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا واعوزهم مجد الله ليس من يعمل صلاحا ليس ولا واحد. That's why all of them disobedient. All of them. When we fell from, when we disobeyed your commandment. مش كده؟ يا الله العظيم الأبد الذي جبل الإنسان أو قدوس 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 ووضعنا في فردوس. وعندما خالفنا وصيتك, when we disobeyed your commandment. هنا this disobeying is not for Adam only, but disobeying of the whole creation. All of them were born with the sin or the inclination to sin in their nature. يعني عندهم ميل طبيعي للخطية بعد ما فسدت. The nature was corrupted. The nature. وده اللي بيقوله داود لما قال بالإثم حبل بي وفي الخطايا ولدتني أمي. So all those who were in the prison, all those who were in the Hades, all of them needed salvation. All of them were disobedient, but our Lord Jesus Christ went and released those who were hoping in a Messiah to save them, to release them, to pay the price of the or the wage of sin, which is this. Is it clear? هو بيسأل عشان يقول يعني الأرواح دي عاصية, عصت قديما. ده هنا بنتكلم على أرواح إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب وأشعية وأرمية وحسقيال وكل الناس الحلوين دول محسوبين عصاة. If they left by themselves without salvation, without preaching them through our Lord Jesus Christ, they has to be in the prison forever. هيعودوا للأبد. But our Lord Jesus Christ went to them and preached them. I have paid the wage of the sin. I have shed my blood in order for you to live. I tasted death in order you to live. أنا دقت الموت عشان أنتوا تعيشوا. This was the most amazing and interesting and joyful preach for them. كانت بشارة رائعة وجميلة ومفرحة بالنسبة لهم. So he went. على فكرة مش ده التعبير بس اللي اتقال. Our teacher Paul said, قال كده في أفسس, نزل إلى أعماق الأرض السفلى. يعني نزل اللي هي descended into Hades. I think in the book on the letter to Ephesus, Ephesian letter. فمرة يقول نزل إلى أعماق الأرض السفلى, ومرة يقول راح للأرواح التي في السجن. Preach to them. Yes, all of them disobeyed the commandment. All of them needed salvation. Even Abraham, even Isaac, even Jacob, even all the saints which we mention them as saints and as holy fathers, but indeed they were in need of salvation because all of them were sinners. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا أعوزهم مجد الله ليس من يعمل صلاحا ليس ولا واحد. روميا كام؟ أنا بدور عليها في روميا 3 كام؟ 12. برافو عليك. في روميا letter to Romans لما بيقول كده عدد 11 من أول عشر على فكرة أول عدد 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no not one, there is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God, they have all turned aside. خد بالك, they have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. حدش بيعمل اي حاجة صالحة. Unprofitable, there is none who does good, no not one. فهنا بيتكلم عن بشرية محتاجة للخلاص. So he went to the prison for the souls, أو eight souls to which our Lord Jesus Christ went to release them as disobedient. طيب, any question? Any other question? كفاية كده. Thank you all. نقوم نصلي بقى صلاة نص الليل.